Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A fourth officer has died of his gunshot wounds among eight law enforcers shot today at a standoff at a house in Charlotte, North Carolina. Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
He survived by his wife, Ashley, and his three-year-old son, Andrew. We'll always be indebted to Officer Iyer for his bravery.
The alleged fugitive felon, whom officers were after with a warrant, was shot to death in the standoff and two others taken into custody, police say. Better take this deal and fast, says the U.S. to Hamas leaders. A ceasefire hostage release deal negotiated at talks in Cairo. For the second time in a week, arrests have camped out Gaza war protesters at the University of Texas in Austin. The Federal Communications Commission has fined AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile $200 million for illegally sharing customers' location information without their consent. This is ABC News. A surprise.
Shares of Tesla stock rallied after the electric vehicle maker's Elon Musk paid an unexpected visit to Beijing over the weekend. Chinese officials reportedly told Musk that Beijing has tentatively approved Tesla's full self-driving, or FSD, software.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Major U.S. media, Forbes, New York Times, and others reporting that deal. Tesla recently issued a software update for hundreds of thousands of its electric vehicles to satisfy a federal safety recall. An investigation into two fatal crashes involving Ford's Blue Cruise partially automated driving system is opened by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Charlie Sepfen held a huge ceremonial check for $1.3 billion in Portland, Oregon, a Powerball winner battling cancer and taking care of his family.
Now I can bless my family and find a good doctor for myself.
He says his wife and their friend in Milwaukee will share the one lump sum payment. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State School Superintendent Jill Underley says her agency can't implement Wisconsin's new literacy programs until lawmakers approve funding for them. Republican legislators are claiming in court the state can't spend $50 million for new reading initiatives because of a partial veto by Governor Evers. Hundreds of students are encamped at the University of Wisconsin Library Mall to protest Israel's war in Palestine. A group called Students for Justice in Palestine organized the event. It finds its protest against, quote, ongoing genocide and Zionist war crimes in Gaza and against student repression in the U.S. Protesters are demanding an end to the war as well as for UW-Madison to divest from corporations that do business in Israel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Tampa Bay Rays tonight at AmFam Field. The crew losing 15-5 yesterday to the Yankees. New York's Anthony Rizzo with his 300th career home run. How did the Brewers starter Tobias Myers do? Pat Murphy.
He's got five major league innings under his belt, and he did his job. He got us to our one-inning relievers in a 5-5 game. Yes, they hit some balls hard. He did his job.
The Brewers' Jake Bowers with a three-run homer. Then in the ninth, had to move from first base to the mound to pitch the final three outs. NFL, the Packers drafting 11 new players, six on defense, five on offense. Rookie minicamp coming up next weekend. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers, 125-113. Damian Lillard and Giannis were out. What about Chris Middleton's ankle or Patrick Beverley's rib injury?
I don't know. I don't even want to know. I have not talked to her. Medical guys, because I wanted to have some good news for about 5 minutes.
Mets Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy in mid-40s here in the overnight with light west winds. Sunshine returning Tuesday, highs near the 70-degree mark. More clouds on the way Tuesday night. It will become breezy. Look out for some showers and even some thunderstorms in the area. It's 53 at our studios.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Trump is back in court. I'll feel better about that. And he's coming to Waukesha on Wednesday. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. It's a brand new week. A whole five more, you know, a whole 5 days going here of wild stuff. Trump's trial begins tomorrow. This is the last day of Passover that is being, you know, acknowledged by the court or celebrated or whatever the right word is, honored. So no Trump news today, but, you know, we'll get to that tomorrow. I want to talk about why Democratic voters won't accept Republican defectors. Oh, by the way, the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger's 80 years old, and they're starting their U.S. tour in Houston. I believe it's this week, you know, strutting across the stage and singing up a storm. I'm going to be here till I'm 90, I think. All righty. Why Democratic college administrators are falling into a tried and true trap laid by the right wing. Oh, do I remember this from the 60s. I'll tell you about that. Also, otherwise, the word that could save Trump from an insurrection conviction. This is getting spooky. We'll talk about all three of those headlines in the first hour here. In the second hour of our program, Donald Trump calls for courtroom protests nationwide. He's very upset that only three people showed up to support him at the courtroom in New York City. And so he's saying, well, the reason nobody showed up. Now, keep in mind, there's like, you know, 100 anti-Trump protesters there. But the reason nobody showed up to support me is because the security's too tight. So go to your local courthouse and protest on my behalf. Yeah, right. Anyhow, we'll talk about that in the second hour. And is there evidence that China's interfering with American elections? That in the second hour. And a geeky science, how having stairs in your house can help you live longer. No, it has nothing to do with falling down the stairs. All right, in the third hour, Craig Aaron, our one guest for the day, is going to drop by. He's, you know, publisher of the Free Press and been a big advocate for net neutrality. So let's find out how the FCC actually heard the cry and did its job. And also in the third hour, Maine Democrats say they will cut off Trump's path if Nebraska moves to hurt Biden. It sounds kind of weird. I'll tell you all about it in the third hour of the program. So got a lot going on here, a lot to talk about. I want to start out actually with this whole college administrators and the pro-Palestinian is how they're typically described. Protests that are happening at universities all across the United States. This is, I thought it was interesting last night. I'm forgetting which program it was on, but it was on one of the MSNBC shows. One of the professors from Columbia University was on, and as I recall, it was Columbia. There was one student 3 weeks ago, that's before the protests began, from that university, who had done a TikTok in which he said that Zionists don't deserve to live. And that's the the one video that's Elise Stefanik brought that up and asked the president of the university about it. And the president of the university said, well, yes, he's been talked to and he's been disciplined and he's apologized. It won't happen again. So that's the one incident in the entire university so far. And this professor was saying, you know, there's nobody calling, you know, they are not making anti-Semitic comments. They're saying that people are being killed in our name with our tax dollars and our weapons, and we're not comfortable with that. I thought it was interesting this morning. I was listening to Morning Joe, and Joe Scarborough goes off on this rant. He's quoting Bill Maher from his program on Friday night. And apparently, Friday night, I haven't seen the show, but apparently Bill Maher did this little riff, you know, kind of wagging his finger at the student protesters, saying, you know, Myanmar is having a genocide, and China has a million people in prison, in their prison camps, the Uyghurs. And you know, he goes through a list of horrible things. Syria just killed a million of their people. Horrible things happening all around the world. He says, why aren't you protesting them? And as he's going through the list, I'm going, because the U.S. isn't supplying the bombs. Because the U.S. isn't paying for the bombs in Syria. We're not paying for the bombs in, you know, in China. We're not paying for the military in Myanmar. Literally every single one of the things that he went through is something that we're not paying for. We are paying for the death and destruction that's happening in Gaza. And it's so facile. It's so glib. It's so cheap to say, well, you're protesting the death of 32,000, you know, largely innocent civilians in Gaza. Why aren't you protesting the death of people in among the Uyghurs? Well, because we paid for that death in Gaza. And I was just astonished that Joe, Mika, the whole bunch of them, Joe Scarborough and his crew, were all basically say, you know, echoing Bill Maher, echoing Netanyahu. I mean, you know, Netanyahu is saying the same thing. You know, okay, students, why aren't you protesting these? Well, because we're not paying for those. Anyway, throughout the 60s and 70s. Conservative activists led this counterattack against those of us who, back in the 60s, by the 70s, I was married and running a business, but certainly in the 60s, in the anti-war movement, we had conservatives saying that we were communists. We weren't. We were opposed to the war in Vietnam. And actually, SDS didn't even start out as an anti-war organization. The Port-au-Huron statement was written, you know, when the Vietnam War was just a little tiny, you know, I mean, we were just providing advisors at that time. And the Port Huron Statement was about racial harmony and economic justice and basically ending apartheid in the United States. And then SDS, you know, moved into the anti-war territory. But the college presidents went along with the right-wing meme. I mean, the right-wing meme was that we were trying to destroy education, that we were disrupting campuses, that, you know, quack, quack, quack. And yes, sometimes we were, but usually in response to police violence. I mean, there was a big arrest at Michigan State University. 13 people got arrested, and students went out and overturned a couple of buses full of cops and occupied the campus for a week or two. I get that. I was one of those 13 people who got arrested. It was a big deal. They went after SDS, and it was like everybody was. And then as the campus was being occupied, the right wingers went even, you know, doubled down, tripled down, and all this stuff. So anyhow, there's this article over at Alternet. It's from The Conversation. And, asking the question, is anti-Semitism the new communism? Because the vast majority, 99.something% of the people who are protesting at universities around the country are not spouting anti-Semitic talk. And in fact, the one incident that everybody has been talking about, this kill the Jews. It turns out, in fact, there's video of this now that was provided by an organizer for Huskies for a Free Palestine. This was at Northeastern University. There's around 100 peaceful protesters, and one of the protest leaders said, here it is, said, you repeat to me what I say to you. Got it? In other words, let's do a chant. And when this person, when she got up and said, let's do a chant, there was a person holding an Israeli flag, a counter-protester, a pro-Israel, anti-Palestinian protester, who shouted, kill the Jews. Anybody on board? Anybody on board? In other words, he's asking the crowd if anybody wants to join him in chanting, kill the Jews. He's one of the pro-Israeli protesters. And instead, they booed him off the stage, basically, or booed him. You know, they said, no, we're not going to do that. But that chant was what was cited by the president of the university to call the police in to start beating on the heads of the protesters, who were not saying kill the Jews, who had booed down the pro-Israel guy who said kill the Jews. I mean, this is like right out of the 60s. We saw the leadership of SDS at MSU and in campuses all across the United States being targeted for arrests, very often phony baloney arrests on charges having to do with things that drug charges or traffic charges or whatever. And then, of course, you had the massacre at Kent State in 1970. I mean, this really hurt the Democratic Party because we had a Democratic president. Well, not in 1970, but, you know, in the 60s. We had Lyndon Johnson, and that's why Hubert Humphrey didn't get elected in 68, because Richard Nixon succeeded in blowing up the Vietnam peace talks, and the protests continued. They were very polarizing. So the right is just running an old script here. And that old script is fundamentally dishonest. But that's what's going on, and I think it's very unfortunate. Why Democratic voters won't accept Republican defectors. Stick around. I got to share an amazing op-ed with you. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
I have to say this. I had a nightmare where the clouds were actually rubber erasers.
What did you eat before you went to bed?
And this gets worse. There were clowns on stilts.
Oh, no.
Seriously. And obviously, I have never forgotten that dream.
Obviously.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning, and you can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate your interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They'll stop those threatening phone calls. And they do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast and easy they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. Seriously, ZAPMYDEBT.com. That's ZapMyDebt.com for Pivotal Debt Solutions. ZapMyDebt.com. 22 minutes past the hour. So the op-ed I wrote today is titled, Why Democratic Voters Won't Accept Republican Defectors. And what got me started thinking about this was yesterday, Louise and I were watching the news on BBC. And they were talking about how this conservative member of parliament, his name is Dan Poulter, he's a physician, how he just resigned from the Conservative Party, which is like Britain's Republican Party, and joined the Labour Party, which is like Britain's Democratic Party, and said he was doing so because he was upset with the way the Conservatives were not fully supportive of the National Health Service, Britain's socialized medicine program. And this led the police minister in the cabinet of Rishi Sunak, the prime minister of England or of Great Britain,
to come out and say, we've increased the budget for the NHS this year higher than it's ever been in history. What are you complaining about? So my point was, there are, and by the way, this is the second guy in 2 years who's left the Conservatives and joined Labor. It's like, so how do you do that, right? I mean, you know, here in the United States, occasionally it happens at the state level where the differences are not quite as radical. But at the federal level, it's been over 20 years. In fact, it's been 25 years since a Republican became a Democrat at the federal level. Now, why would that be? I'm arguing that the reason Republicans can't and don't successfully become Democrats, and the one guy who did in 1999 spent $1.4 million trying to hang on to his seat and was defeated by a 71-year-old librarian who raised $41,000 and spent $41,000. In other words, the people in his district knew he wasn't a Democrat. And so they kicked him out in the primary, in the Democratic primary. So why would this be? Well, I'm arguing that it's because the Republicans have become so corrupt, and they've become so corrupt because the Supreme Court legalized political bribery. And because of Citizens United and Buckley and Bilotti, we have Republicans who take money from the NRA and gun manufacturers blocking an assault weapons ban and pushing for more guns in our communities and schools. We have Republicans who take money from the fossil fuel industry, denying climate change and sabotaging efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. We have Republicans who take money from the pharma industry, fighting Biden's efforts to allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices. We have Republicans who take money from the for-profit health insurance industry, obstructing all efforts to create a national single-payer health care system that could save Americans literally half of what we spend on health care. You have Republicans who take money from billionaires fighting to protect Reagan's, Bush's, and Trump's tax cuts for the billionaires. You got Republicans who take money from the banking industry, preventing even one single banker from going to prison when they crashed the U.S. economy in the last year of George Bush's administration. You got Republicans who take money from private prison industry, writing laws to increase criminal penalties for pretty much everything. You got Republicans who take money from tobacco and alcohol, fighting decriminalization of marijuana. You've got Republicans who take money from the investment industry, fighting efforts to regulate investment advisors who routinely rip off senior citizens. You got Republicans who take money from defense contractors, you know, pushing for more wars like Iraq and Afghanistan. You got Republicans who take money from the private school industry, pushing universal voucher laws to destroy public schools. You got Republicans who take money from the lending industry, preventing students from declaring bankruptcy on student debt. I mean, it just goes on and on. There's nothing like that in the UK. Why? Because they do not have a Supreme Court that has legalized bribery. A political party can't spend more than £54,000 in any one essentially congressional district, they call them constituencies, in the UK. And an individual candidate can't spend more than £49,000 in the 2 years running up to the election. And, that, you know, almost 3 years, actually, I believe, or maybe four. So the result is that, you know, British members of Parliament generally are a little cleaner than American Republicans.
Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Which is not to say they're perfect, but what a difference. We're the only country in the world, the developed country in the world, that has legalized bribery. Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A fourth officer has died of his gunshot wounds among eight law enforcers shot today at a standoff at a house in Charlotte, North Carolina. Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
He survived by his wife, Ashley, and his three-year-old son, Andrew. We'll always be indebted to Officer Iyer for his bravery.
The alleged fugitive felon, whom officers were after with a warrant, was shot to death in the standoff and two others taken into custody, police say. Better take this deal and fast, says the U.S. to Hamas leaders, a ceasefire hostage release deal negotiated at talks in Cairo. For the second time in a week, arrests have camped out Gaza war protesters at the University of Texas in Austin. The Federal Communications Commission has fined AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile $200 million for illegally sharing customers' location information without their consent. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are reassuring people that pasteurized milk from Wisconsin is safe to drink. Dairy cows in other states have come down with the bird flu in recent weeks, but so far there are no reports of bird flu in Wisconsin. In the meantime, dairy farmers are urged to be on the lookout and let health officials know if they have any sick animals. The most conservative U.S. House Republicans may try to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his post this week. Wisconsin's Brian Stile is against the idea.
It'd be a distraction. What we need to be focused on is the issues of the day. It'd be disappointing if any of my colleagues bring that forward, and hopefully we can keep Speaker Johnson in his job.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. The Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the foreign aid package that passed last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're looking for something to watch, here's a new Schwabamendation. Liam Neeson's In the Land of Saints and Sinners is a good film. Neeson had fallen into a rut of cookie-cutter revenge films, but Saints and Sinners has a solid story, is set in Ireland, where the actor plays an enforcer who is searching for more out of life and butts heads with a group of Irish Republican Army soldiers. The film has just enough action, really good characters, and is in a beautiful setting. Jerry Seinfeld says you can't worry about being politically correct when it comes to comedy. The 69-year-old comedy legend was discussing Unfrosted, his feature film directorial debut, about Pop-Tarts with Page Six when he segued into the topic of offensive comedy. The comedian says pick up a paper, look for jokes, and just navigate around them. Jerry says he is not worried about being politically correct with his act, which is a tough stance and shows a lot of backbone. He's also worth $1 billion. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, partly cloudy in mid-40s here in the overnight with light west winds. Sunshine returning Tuesday, highs near the 70-degree mark. More clouds on the way Tuesday night. It will become breezy. Look out for some showers and even some thunderstorms in the area. It's 53 at our studios.
tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Next up on The Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by Journal Sentinel reporter Rory Lennon. A bit of scandal on the school board. Don't miss it.
Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Biden administration are trying to prevent that from happening, as I'm sure Netanyahu is as well. One last story I want to share with you. You recall there was a case before the Supreme Court. It was like a week before they heard the, it was 2 weeks ago, roughly. And it had to do with a guy named Joseph Fisher. He was one of the January 6th rioters, one of the traitors who tried to stop the peaceful transfer of government. And he was arrested for violation of Section 1512C of Title 18 of the U.S. Code, which is the "you may not interrupt official acts" part of the law. And here's the law. The law says, Section 1, whoever corruptly, 1, alters, destroys, mutilates, or conceals a record, document, or other object, or attempts to do so with the intent to impair the object's integrity or availability for use in an official proceeding, semicolon, or 2, otherwise obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding or attempts to do so, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. Now, Joe Fisher, what his lawyers are arguing before the Supreme Court, and Trump's lawyers would love to hear a decision about, is whether that word otherwise means that this law only applies to the mutilation of documents, not to stopping actual events. Now, Liberal Justice Kagan and Sotomayor said, no, the word otherwise means to function as a backstop, to fill in the gaps in the law. Sotomayor quipped that if you went to a theater and saw a sign, you will be kicked out of the theater if you photograph or record the actors or otherwise disrupt the performance. No one would be surprised if somebody gets kicked out for yelling. In other words, yes, obviously. But they're saying, no, this means that you've got to destroy documents. And, none of the people on January 6th, or for that matter, Donald Trump, are being charged with destroying documents. So this is another example of the Supreme Court possibly, doing the Thomas Aquinas thing. How many angels fit on the head of a pin? This long debate about irrelevant minutiae that will only serve to let Donald Trump out of jail or prevent him from going to jail. So keep an eye on this. Keep an eye on this one. So what's on your mind today? Kathy in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Kathy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. My brain has been burning since the SCOTUS hearing on immunity, and I remembered something from high school. I went back and checked it, and sure enough, it's right there in the Constitution in Article 2. If you go to Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8, they talk about the presidential oath of office, which, by the way, is mandatory. I checked that out. Yeah. And we all are very familiar with that about will to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, faithfully execute the office of the president. So we're all familiar with that. But in Article 2, Section 3, under duties, there's a clause there. It says, he shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed.
Right.
How the H can they grant him immunity to do whatever he wants when he has these obligations under the Constitution to faithfully execute the laws? This makes no sense whatsoever. I am going to get postcards. I'm going to send a postcard to every member of the Supreme Court. I'm going to point this out because the thing that bothers me is just what you were saying about them dancing on the head of a pin, coming up with these bizarre scenarios to justify where they already know where they want to go, yep. Some of these guys, right? And this is essential. This is right here, right up front in the Constitution, and they're going to, piss all over it. That's what they're going to do.
No, you're right, Kathy. You're absolutely right. And I share your sentiment. It is outrageous, and good on you for getting the postcards and mailing them to the members of the Supreme Court. Postcards, by the way, will get through much faster than letters, because letters have to go through the, it takes 6 weeks, testing for anthrax. Postcards
don't.
That's why
I'm going to do it.
So there you go. Well, Kathy, good luck, and let me know if you hear back. I don't think you will, but good luck. It's a message that they do need to hear. Thank you very much for the call.
I think you could write a really good op-ed about that, too.
I could, yeah. It's a good thought. Thank you, Kathy. Good talking to you. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, sir.
Hey.
What's on my mind is what's on a lot of people's mind, and it was your opening discussion about the protesters and who are protesting the Israeli treatment of Palestinians, who are, in my estimation, in no way being anti-Semitic at all. To conflate the two is to completely change the conversation in a very bad and dangerous way.
Well, that's the whole point. That's why Netanyahu and the Republicans are constantly making these assertions.
I don't know if you ever listened to Randy Rhodes, but lately she has been reminding people of what happened in 1968 after the anti-Vietnam War demonstrations, and particularly the demonstration at the Chicago Democratic National Convention. What happened, because of Americans' dislike of chaos and mass demonstrations that often lead to police violence, not violence on the part of demonstrators, we need to understand that, she has been reminding us that what we got for that was Richard Nixon and 7 more years of the Vietnam War. Not fewer years, 7 more years.
Right, and several, and 3, I believe, right-wing justices on the Supreme Court.
Right. So what we have to do, your job, my job, everybody's job, is to somehow try to show these demonstrators that they need a different tack. They need to somehow change horses here and make it clear what they're doing, that this is not about being anti-Semitic. Make that clear to everybody, including that despicable crew on Morning Joe you referred to earlier, who are just, it doesn't bear comment. But we've got to somehow to calm this whole thing down, or it could well lead to Trump, as it did to Nixon. Yeah. We cannot afford that risk. So
no,
we've got a lot.
I agree,
of
but I don't think that the solution is to tell the protesters to change their song and dance. A, they're not going to listen to you.
They are
most of them believe that they're supporting a noble cause. The solution is to, for the Biden administration to do what the protesters are asking, which is to stop sending weapons and money to Israel until Israel stops engaging in crimes that would cause the International Criminal Court to issue an arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu.
Right, you're correct. Absolutely correct. But it's got to be done fairly soon, because support for Biden is waning quickly amongst the young voting population. We cannot afford to lose them, or we do run the risk of getting Trump again, as we got Nixon.
Yep.
We couldn't afford Nixon. We certainly can't afford Trump.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, Nicholas. And you know, the one upside to this, I suppose, or the one, you know, the optimistic way of looking at this, is that it's almost May, and most Americans aren't going to start seriously paying attention to this election until September. There's still plenty of time to clean this up, and if Israel goes ahead and does what Netanyahu says he's going to do, which is start bombing Rafah. I mean, they killed 60 Palestinians yesterday. 60 people just family. Just by bombing an apartment building.
They killed the great Palestinian poet a month ago in Gaza, and just yesterday killed his daughter, grandson, and son-in-law.
Yep. And this is what's going to happen, I think, if Netanyahu does a full-scale assault on Rafah and you see lots and lots of civilian deaths, is that the support of the world and the support of much of America is going to start it's going to turn even more against him, and that might be the thing that provokes Biden and
I don't want to see it happen to change their tune on this and actually start saying
no, we're not going to send you guys any more goodies.
Yeah.
So
right.
We'll see.
It'd be a terrible way to bring it about, but
yeah, it would. But sometimes it takes overreach to draw the kind of response. Nicholas, I got to run. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back. It's 16 minutes before the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
By the way, Kristi Noem is now doubling down on, well, I was perfectly justified in killing that stupid dog. This is how sociopaths play, I guess. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rights may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
Puns roll
the
in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it just all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with fresh dog food. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable. It's dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats, by going to drmartypets.com/Tom. drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. Welcome back 10 minutes before the hour and picking up your calls here. Fred in Philadelphia. Hey, Fred, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you. What's up?
What I'm calling about, and I know you're talking a lot about politics today, and this really does go into the heart of politics, is basically inflation. And, you know, America in the last 25 years has been turned into, like, rabid consumerism. And we can't use the old ideas of inflation that we used to use, because no matter what happens, no matter what level of wealth people are at, the bottom, the middle, the top, they spend like maniacs. And they're constantly coming up with new things, Apple Watches, which nobody needs, but they all buy them. You know, you can't watch a TV show without seeing everybody.
So your solution, Fred, to inflation is to wag your finger at consumers and say don't buy as much stuff?
No, we need the rate and the way we look at it has to change. You can't look at it the way you did. It's always going to go up. Inflation is going to continue to go up as long as people continue.
Governments always want a small amount of inflation, you know, typically 2 or 3%, because it allows them to pay off debt with less valuable dollars as time goes by.
I get that, but people just buy things they don't need. You know, there was a time when people bought what they needed. It's not that way anymore, Tom.
You know, I think some people get pleasure out of buying things. I'm not a big fan of consumerism, and I'm not promoting it. But I just, I get it, Fred, that you want a different look at this. But I just don't think that, you know, telling consumers that, you know, the problem is them, when actually the problem is that we've got monopolistic corporations in America that have control over pricing in a way that... that, you know, there's no competition. There's no meaningful competition anymore.
And they raise prices because they know no matter what they do, people will continue to buy.
No, they raise prices because there's no competition. That's the factor you're missing here.
No, I understand there's no competition. I understand we have an oligopoly now, and there's no question about that. But we have Bob Casey has an ad about, about price gouging. That's like his ad.
Right.
Yeah, and it's true. It's absolutely true. I'm not talking about like we should stop consumerism. I'm saying we should stop the way we rate inflation. And because it's going to be the fact, it's all you're going to see
on the
news.
What's your alternative way of defining or measuring inflation?
You have to bake in a certain percentage. Maybe 3 is the old number and 6 should be the new number.
No, because then your currency really collapses. I have worked in countries where their currency was collapsing, and you do not want that. We were just in Argentina just a couple of months ago, and in November, and my God, I mean, they've got a 90% inflation rate, and you know, people are altering their daily routines because, you know, they're getting paid every 3 days because the money is collapsing in value. No, I get it, Fred. Fred, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'd just like to start off with an aside. There was the recent Washington, D.C., they call it the Nerd Prom, and President Biden was there, and, you know, he was making fun of
White House correspondent,
comedian. Yeah, but I thought there was a very profound quote about Trump. Apparently, he's been on trial, and he's been falling asleep in court in front of a full public view, and Fox News claims it's because he's anti-woke.
Yeah.
At any rate, moving on.
That was the joke. Yeah, I got it. I heard it.
Jill Stein, running for president for the Green Party, incredible nationally a named personality. Maybe everyone in America doesn't know who she is, but I think most people who go out and vote do. She's a Jew. She was arrested on a college campus who were protesting the starving to death and the other massacre.
I saw the interview with her yesterday on Al Jazeera. What's your point, Paul?
We're being gaslighted. When somebody like Jill Stein gets arrested because she's an anti-Semite, Congress is now about to introduce a new monitoring system. These are Democrats. They want to have an anti-Semitic monitoring system established in the college administration of all campuses across the United States, and failure to do so will result in you losing any federal money.
Yeah, I'm familiar with this, Paul. In fact, Ani Zonneveld of Muslims for Progressive Values reached out to us, and Sean is going to be booking a lawyer who's familiar with this law, this legislation. We're going to be probably talking about it tomorrow. I don't know how soon we can get this person on, but
the level of outrageous gaslighting.
Yeah,
and
from the GOP.
Forget about,
and Elise Stefanik is right at the front of the line here doing this stuff.
Aside from the obvious hypocrisy and double standards, these are the kind of bombs that go off with secondary and tertiary unknown consequences.
Yeah,
I went to the University of Pennsylvania. I'm a bona fide Ivy Leaguer. I went to Cardinal Dougherty High School in Philadelphia, and I went to Penn in Philadelphia when I was 17. And at that time, in the mid-70s, the University of Pennsylvania's matriculated undergraduate population was over 30% Jews. How in the world is that place supposed to be anti-Semitic? They're going to have people attacking Irish Catholics. They're going to have people attacking Miguel Torquemada from the Spanish Inquisition. They're going to have these fringe people coming out with open religious warfare against everybody and their mother.
I got it. Paul, I'm out of time, but yeah, I get it. Thank you. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about funding our beloved green spaces with Tyler Burns from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. I hope you can join us, Matinere on Air.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.